Yeah. Turn, if you would, to Luke chapter 2, please. Luke chapter 2. Beginning in verse 1. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee unto the city of Nazareth in Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that, while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth the firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there was in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for, behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be unto all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, you shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, that the shepherds said one to another, Let us go even unto Bethlehem, and see the thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste, and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the sayings which was told of them concerning the child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all of the things that they had heard and seen as it was told unto them. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you for your word. Lord, I thank you for what we recognize today as, and that is the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I thank you so much that, Lord, in times past, before you even created us, you knew we would have a sin problem. We knew that we would have an indelible mark on our lives that we could not remove. And Lord, that only through the Lord Jesus Christ coming and living his life and paying the penalty for our sin on the cross, Lord, would we ever find hope. And Father, I thank you so much for starting that in motion. We say so often, Lord, he was Savior before he was Creator. Lord, you knew what we needed and you provided it. But Lord, today I want to spend a few moments reminding ourselves of the biblical truth and looking at some things we may not have considered. And Lord, pondering what Christmas truly is and how, Lord, it affects our lives. So, Father, I just pray you give me clarity this morning. Thank you again for your word and what it teaches us. And Lord, what it doesn't. And Lord, that's very important as well. So, Lord, I just thank you. Give us some clarity this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. The Christmas story in our world today and for years is a little bit made up. And I know we could talk about some of the things that are sort of traditional things that aren't necessarily what we would know them to be. That's Santa Claus, reindeer, elves, all those things that come with that. The North Pole, even the 25th of December. Whether or not we we like to think of it or not, the 25th of December is most likely not Jesus' actual birthday. There's some questions about when it might be. It may have been, but the likelihood, it's probably not. And I'll circle back to that in a minute. But, you know, besides some of the just world stuff that we talk about for Christmas, you know, we do it in Christianity too. Couple of thoughts for you. I don't find anywhere in the scripture where it says Mary rode into the city on a donkey. Yet we do that. We talk about that all the time, don't we? Nowhere in the scripture does it say she gave birth to Jesus that night. We just read. It said when they got there, the days proceeded that she should have a baby. Never says it was that night. We have this image that they went door to door from hotel to hotel to motel, knocking to try to find an inn that had a room in it. Understanding culturally, because you couldn't hop on a train or a plane and fly from Japan all the way back home, Donna, good to have you. But when you traveled, many times you wound up at relatives' home and you were there for a while because you couldn't just jump in the car the next day and head where you were going. So families generally had an area in the home which was set aside for visitors which came by. And that is the same word that is translated as inn. Okay? It's not like they went down the street knocking on everyone's door. Most likely what had happened was they showed up at a relative's house to use that extra room, and the extra room was full. Okay? How about a manger? Everyone debates whether or not it was a little shack out back or some sort of, what else do they call it? A stable. Some will say, you know, theologians will say it was a cave. The only thing we're absolutely sure about is there was a manger there. And with that culture, sometimes they had animals right in the house with them in and out during the day. This most likely was just a little manger right outside the back of the house. That when they had the baby, it was there because there was no other place to lay the baby. We know that the shepherds, we read just now, that they saw angels. There's no recording that there were ever angels at the manger. And here's a good one. You can talk to me about this later. I'm not going to start out. But the angels never sang. We all have all these songs. Hark the herald angels sing. Never said the angels sang. It says, there was a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God and saying. We have all these traditions that we add to Christmas, even as good Bible-believing Christians. Now, I'm not here to debunk any of them. I'm not telling you not to have a Christmas tree or Christmas lights or have a manger with a stable. I'm not telling you any of those things. But what I want to point out to you is something that I find very interesting about the passage here. Considering that there wasn't a big hoopla, there wasn't a big celebration at the manger where Mary and Joseph had baby Jesus. I want to compare two different groups of people today. I don't want to compare their two responses. You have some who see an amazing celebration on that night with angels and a big to-do and everything else in their response. And then a young couple who have their first child, a miracle baby, and their response. And compare it to us today. Because you know what happens, and I'll put myself right in the same place too. I love Christmas. I like decorating for Christmas. We have the Valentine's tree. Because the decorations stay up till about Valentine's Day. It used to be just because we loved the Christmas decorations so much that we'd leave them up there. Now it's getting to the point, if I'm going to put that much time into these decorations, I ain't taking them down in 2 weeks. Okay, we're going to enjoy them for a little while. Well, we enjoy it. But what generally happens in this world? We've been listening to Christmas music since October on the radio stations. But, you know, Christmas will be done today. And the radio station that plays Christmas music probably will be done playing Christmas music tomorrow. And all the people will get their presents, and a lot of people have... How many of y'all have a goal to take your Christmas tree down and stuff by New Year's Day? I know that a lot of times that's tradition in families. You set Christmas up on Thanksgiving, and by New Year's you take it down. Something interesting that I told you I would circle back to, and here's what I want to focus on in this first group of people. The shepherds wind up seeing angels, a multitude of heavenly hosts, this amazing thing that goes on, and this super celebration. And they tell all these people around them, and they rehearse it to different folks, and everybody wonders. Take into consideration, though, why is it that nobody knows when Jesus' birthday really happened? Now, this was a world-changing event, wasn't it? We know it to be. They saw angels in the sky. They told all these people about it. They made this trek into Bethlehem to find this little baby because how awesome. Don't you think you might just mark that day on your calendar? But they saw the celebration. As a matter of fact, our entire society is based on AD and BC. Anno Domini, meaning in the year of our Lord, and BC, which means before Christ. And any of you that is in the school system, students, or anybody who wants to call it BCE, which is before common era or before current era, they want to change before Christ into something else and take Jesus right out of it. They'll let them do that. But I'm puzzled. Why is it that if this was such an amazing thing at the birth of the Savior, announced by angels, and spread abroad at that night, why didn't these shepherds and everybody in the town of Bethlehem write down this day if it was so important? Contrast that to Mary and Joseph. There was no big bursting forth of the sky and angels declaring things before them. They were quietly in a manger, but Jesus Christ entered their lives and they were never the same. And from that point forward, they had a daily relationship with Jesus. Every single day of their lives, he was a part of it. You've got the shepherds who had a great celebration. An amazing thing happened. And it says, and they returned. They just went back to their shepherding. Did it make any kind of difference in their lives? I think if it would have, don't you think the whole community would have never forgotten the day that Jesus was born? But here we are today in 2017 and nobody still can put their finger down on exactly what day Jesus was born. Because really, it was one night of celebration and it went off into nothing. How many people do you know that Christmas turns into one day of celebration? And that's all it is. Even us as Christians can fall into that trap. But contrast that with Mary and Joseph. You notice something it said that, about Mary at the end? It says, Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And from that point forward, Mary and Joseph had Jesus in Bethlehem for several years while he was still an infant. They went into Egypt with Jesus while he was still an infant, as he grew. They wound up moving to Nazareth. Every single day of their lives, Jesus was a part of it. I think it's amazing to me, and sometimes we don't see this, that the only people that this at this point had a long-term effect on was Mary and Joseph. You don't see it having a long-term effect on anybody else. And I think it's amazing that in our community today, don't we see the same thing? I mean, some people have forgotten, and I thank the Lord. I don't know about y'all, but I've noticed that there's a lot of people saying Merry Christmas this year. Okay, not afraid to go out there and say that, man, that it's bad, you know, it's not Happy Holidays because I don't want to offend anybody. we're out there saying Merry Christmas, but what does that mean to people? A lot of people, all it means is Santa Claus giving gifts to their children. Others, it might actually mean the birth of Jesus Christ. But if I were to title today's sermon, it would be The Day After Christmas. What does Christ mean to people tomorrow? Or next week? Or next month? Does Christmas make a difference? How about you and me? I love Christmas. We celebrate. And that's one of the reasons I'm sitting down here, guys. Because, you know, sometimes Christmas needs to mean more than a big celebration with cantatas and candles and hoopla. It needs to be real life in our real family where we are. Now, I find Mary and Joseph something interesting as well. Do you know there was one point in their life they lost sight of Jesus? You remember that? If you're in Luke 2, if you still got your finger there, it's right in Luke 2. It goes on a little bit. They go to the temple when Jesus is 8 days old, and they meet Simeon and Anna, and God confirms through these old-time saints that Messiah was coming, and Jesus finally fulfilled that. But pick up, if you would, in verse 41. Verse 41 of Luke chapter 2. Now his parents went to Jerusalem every year at the Feast of Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem after the custom of the feast. And they had fulfilled the days, they returned. And the child Jesus tarried behind in Jerusalem, and Joseph and his mother knew not of it. But they supposed him to have been in the company when they had journeyed, and they sought him among their kinsfolk and their acquaintances. And when they had found him not, they turned back again to Jerusalem to seek him. Up until this point, Jesus was a part of their life every single day. All of a sudden, right now, they lost track of where he was. I wonder how many of us sometimes can lose track of Jesus. You notice why they lost track of Jesus? I find this interesting. They were doing something religious. They were heading to Jerusalem for Passover, one of the most important religious activities for them to do, but they misplaced Jesus. Got a lot of folk out in this world who don't understand Christmas. Maybe have forgotten what it's really about. Maybe it's just one day of celebration. But you know what? There's a lot of Christians out there and a lot of folks who know Jesus, who he is, but they lose track of him sometimes. They've forgotten where he was and what he's doing in their lives. Now, I don't know about you. Maybe it's just me. I don't live in this culture where they used to travel in large family units. If there were a three-day period where I couldn't find my... But if there were a two-hour period where I couldn't find one of my kids, I'd probably be looking. But here they are. Where is he? Maybe he's with family. So here you have sometimes religion and sometimes family distracting. Whether or not... Up until this point, Jesus had been an everyday, daily part of their lives... Until here. And we always go to the next part of the story and we look at Jesus and say, well, let's just read it so we can familiarize ourselves with it again. Look at verse 46. And it came to pass after 3 days that they found him in the temple, sitting amidst the doctors, both hearing them and asking them questions. And all that heard him were astonished at the understanding and answers. And when they saw him, they were amazed. And his mother said unto him, Son, why hast thou dealt with us? Why hast thou thus dealt with us? Behold, thy father and I sought thee sorrowing. And he said unto them, How is it that ye sought me? Wist ye not that I must be about my father's business? And they understood not the saying which he spake unto them. And he went down with them, and came to Nazareth, and he was subject to them, and his mother kept all these things in her heart. And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and favor with God and men. Now, so often we focus on Jesus' part in this. You know, that of course, Jesus says that he'd be about his father's business. He was in the tabernacle. Yeah, I'm making up words there. He was in the temple, in the synagogue, doing his father's work. And we appreciate that. Yep, of course, that shows exactly what Jesus was. And his father, not Joseph, this is a good point, this is his father, God. But what about Mary and Joseph? They had lost track of Jesus. Where did they get reacquainted with him? At God's house, doing God's work. How many folks, and I'm telling you guys, I'm talking about the fact that we know what Christmas and Easter mean in this world, don't we? It's the maybe 2 days a year that people actually consider going to church or making church important. Well, here, they had lost track of Jesus only for 3 days, and where did they get reattached with him? At the house of God, doing his father's work. I think this is an encouraging thing for you and I. As we're approaching this Christmas season, and I say the whole season, but I want to warn us, Christmas ought not to be about just today. When did the Savior come to bless me in my life? Just today, or how about tomorrow? How about February 12th? How about March 28th? How about May 10th on my birthday? Is his resurrection and his work of salvation in the relationship I have with him at a pinnacle today only? Is this the day? How about Easter? Is that the day? Or is every day something that ought to be precious to us because Jesus is in our lives? So as you encourage the people that you see today in your family and around Christmas time, I'm convicted in not making sure that the celebration of the birth of Jesus Christ and his work of salvation for us isn't always wrapped up in a celebration on Christmas and Easter. You know, well, it would be great to have a March cantata or June cantata celebrating Christmas. Because isn't it important every day? Isn't our relationship with Jesus something that is should be wrapped up as every part of our lives, every single day? I got a video I want to play. It's I'm going to have Matt hook it up in just a minute. Do we look back and the only work that Jesus has done in our lives was the day we got saved? Or has he changed every single day for us? The video that he's going to play and what Kim read, I got to ask you, where are we in this? Maybe Jesus is a very important part of your life every single day. And every day you get up, he is there with you and you're in a sweet, amazing relationship with him. Maybe you and I have forgotten that. You know, we can do the same thing with a weekly service, that we come to church because Jesus is important on Sunday. What about Monday through Saturday? I guarantee you, when Mary and Joseph brought Jesus home, they didn't just pay attention to him on Sunday. He was an active part of life every single day. So the video is called "The Baby Changes Everything." I got to ask you, is that change that Jesus has in your life and my life happening every day? And is it worth celebrating every day? So look back at me for a minute. Pay attention to this one thought. Is Jesus Christ worth celebrating every day?
Yes, he is.
Yes, he is. So as much as we love Christmas, and I do, believe me, if there's a holiday of the year that I love, Christmas is it. But we ought to be having this sort of celebration about what Jesus has done in our lives every single day. How about saying Merry Christmas to somebody on April 12th? Because he ought to be making a difference every single day of our lives. Go ahead, Matt, see if this thing will work. We love electronics.
Conceive in your womb and give birth to a son, and you will